Tracy Brabin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My constituent, Matthew, is one of those very brave people who've waived their anonymity around abuse they suffered at the hands of a member of the Church of England. The Prime Minister will be very aware of the harrowing evidence coming out of the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse, which could have been prevented if a law on mandatory reporting had been in place. International evidence shows mandatory reporting doubles the number of children placed into safety when introduced. Will the Prime Minister commit to protect children and introduce mandatory reporting across all institutions, including the Church of England?
Yes.
Well, can I first of all say how sorry I am to hear of the case of her constituent Matthew and the abuse that he suffered. Sadly, what we have seen coming out of this independent inquiry is so too much abuse that was allowed to carry on for too long, and too many people suffered as a result. And it isn't just the case that they suffered at the time the abuse was taking place. That suffering remains with them to this day. And I think we should all recognise that. Now, she's raised the issue of mandatory reporting. We did look at this very carefully. When I was Home Secretary, we looked at this very carefully. Actually, there is mixed evidence as to the impact that mandatory reporting has. And there is some evidence that it can actually lead to the genuine cases not being given the resources that they require. But I say to the Honourable Lady, I don't want her to be in any doubt of the seriousness with which I and this government take this issue. We are doing our best to repair. I won't claim we can fully repair, but doing our best to repair by giving some sense of justice to those people who suffered at the hands of too many institutions, including institutions of the state, for too long.